Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words mean the world to me and they're so important to me. And that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every single song is a story. Tonight we have a fascinating guest for you, Joseph Leonard. Honor, integrity, patriotism. For some people, these are words. For best-selling author Joseph M. Leonard, these are the core values that he embodies every day, deeply ingrained in every facet of his life and work. It is this set of cherished values he brings to life in his number one best-selling historical fiction novel, Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you, and all his works.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing good. How about you? We got like 80-some degrees here today, and I didn't put on my air. So I'm like, I got the windows open, but I'm like, so I'm in shorts, although, you know, we're audio only. So thankfully, nobody could see me in shorts. But you know, I'm like, oh, I should have put on the air today. It is hot.
Yeah, no problem, man. So you have a pretty diverse background, but I know that songwriting is a little bit of a thing for you too, and you write books, and I also write books, and there's a little bit of a difference, but they're similar in a lot of ways, including storytelling. So tell us a little bit about you. How do you like to tell a story in any medium you can think of?
Well, yeah, it of course does vary and depend. I've been writing in various forms my whole life. My father was the creator, leader, singer, accordion player, you can see where I'm going with this, for Ted Leonard Jr. and the Polka Kings. So, you know, I've been around music forever, been on, you know, the trips with him. They toured all throughout the Southeast United States. And so music was a definite integral part of my young adult life. And so, yeah, I wrote lyrics and songs, and I recorded some in the 70s and 80s. But, you know, it's not like now. The younger people, you know, anybody can basically use a mixer on a laptop and record a basic song and upload it and make it available for 99 cents. Well, you couldn't do that in the 70s and 80s. You had to get a record deal, and that didn't happen for me. So, yeah, I mainly then just kept moving on and writing short stories, novelettes, novels, and things like that. And, yeah, I have recorded some music, but none of it, it's all on old reel-to-reel. So the quality is so poor, I wouldn't even want to share it these days. You know what I mean?
Sure, I got it. Tell us a little bit about any famous musicians that you admire and why.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that setup. That's a great one. Well, there's a couple, really. Rick Springfield, I would say, and people are like, what, really? Is like probably my favorite artist. And I say that because, and when they say Rick Springfield, people, what do you immediately think of? Jesse's Girl, right? Oh my God, it's kind of cute and catchy. But in my mind, that is like one of the worst songs he has ever recorded. One of his previous songs to that was called Bruce, which is one of the reasons why I love him so much, is his sense of humor. Bruce is a song about going to a party and people, you know, hearing Rick Springfield and thinking Bruce Springsteen. hence the title Bruce. It's a great tongue-in-cheek, fun, you know, kind of song, and I love him so much for that. And so many other things. He's gone through so many phases. He's got music in so many different genres, and I like that versatility, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And I was able to meet Rick several times. One time was with my now ex-wife. We were in Vegas at the MGM when he was doing the FX show, and we got to meet him backstage. I got an autographed guitar and Scooby, for any Rick Springfield fans who know who Scooby is, was with him, and we got to meet Scooby too. So that was great. But in the context of my writing itself, Billy Idol is an important artist in my life, and here's why. In 1984, Billy Idol, in a way, not himself personally, and I've reached out to him. I can't get a hold of him. I never get a response from his publicist or anybody trying to get him to follow up. In 1984, CJOM Radio across the river, I'm in Detroit, Windsor, Ontario, Canada, 89X, alternative music at that time, had a contest, write a radio play intro for the song of the week. And the first week was Billy Idol's Eyes Without a Face.
Well, great song.
Yeah, I love that song. I love that. And you can find the background, if you don't know it, online. There is a YouTube video. I knew the story of how he got inspired for that song from an old black and white horror film where a doctor was removing people's faces for whatever reason. Right, it's just a silly just old black and white horror movie, you know, but somehow that's fit into the plot. But again, he was grabbed by that concept. And so I reimagined Eyes Without a Face and wrote a radio play called The Adventures of Detective Idol, where I take a couple pieces of the song. In fact, the line I just used about an interesting concept in my radio play is Eyes Without a Face, interesting concept, because it is. It's a very interesting concept. So, yeah, I wrote like a 1.5, 90-second, 2-minute radio play, and I won that week. I didn't win the grand prize, but, you know, with the laws the way they are in Canada, we all think I probably would have won, but they couldn't let a U.S. person win the Canadian radio station contest. You know what I mean? Yeah. there might have been a revolt. So.
So what you're saying is the Canadians are really mean to us, right? That's what I'm hearing. You guys heard it here.
I'm just saying, in this case, oh, they're very friendly. But in this case, I think it was a little rigged, a rigged election, if you will. But you could go to my website, terrorstrikes.info/Billy Idol, and see or hear. I re-recorded it so you can listen to it. And of course, the Billy Idol Eyes Without a Face video is also on there. And, you know, I go more in depth to the whole thing. But to me, in 1984, as an early 20s something, you know, that to me affirmed that my writing was good enough, you know, otherwise, I wouldn't have won that contest.
Yeah. So you said something interesting, but I kind of can't relate, because in Chicago, the fix is never in. Nothing is ever predetermined. So I don't know what you're talking about, but, you know, we'll just pretend we didn't hear that, and we'll kind of move on.
Yeah, Mayor Daley. Hey!
So what's your fondest memory in terms of creation, whether it's a book you wrote, anything that you wrote?
Well, The Adventures of Detective Idle radio play for why we just spoke of is certainly one of my most fondest pieces. And even though I'm divorced now, when I was dating my then girlfriend, I'm in Detroit, she was from Grand Rapids. So we had a, you know, back and forth, somewhat long distance relationship. And the thing at the time was the Armageddon movie, right? And Diane Warren's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing song. So I took those lyrics and I added, I customized them, since the whole, you know, I don't want to miss anything general theme, when you're dealing with somebody from far away, you're missing a lot of things, right? So I was able to customize and re-record the song for her. And so I added a verse, while away from you, emptiness I'm feeling, tender thoughts of you I'm thinking, then starts my heart reeling, heaven's in your eyes, no way this could be better, I believe this love is the one that will last forever, together forever. And then another section, doesn't matter the miles, I don't want to miss one day, you know I really need you, right now do you feel the same, I just want to hold you dear, kiss you gently one more time, I've searched for you all my lifetime, I'm now just so glad you're mine. So it fit perfectly in the song, as well as our situation. The song already fit our situation, and I made it better. And again, I've reached out to Diane Warren and Aerosmith too. Don't hear anything back. I'd love to hear back from, you know, the original people. I didn't create a parody. I think I can do better than you. About what are your thoughts on this? I would really love to hear that.
That never happens to me, where I email or text a famous person and they never get back to me. But hey, you know what? At least you don't have the police beating down your door that you're stalking them or something. So that's a win-win, right?
Yeah, and they didn't say cease and desist, will sue you for copyright.
Yeah. Right. That's cool. So how often do you write? Do you try to do it daily, weekly, monthly, when the mood strikes? What's your protocol?
I'm a when the mood strikes. Now, I have two international books right now. Again, I've been writing my whole life, but a lot of it has been published on a, you know, a small scale local basis. So you can't get those. But I currently have two international books. One is Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You. And while the title obviously implies, yes, it's about terrorism, but it's not a book about death. It's about life and living. And I'd be on a lot of shows to promote that book. And they'd say, will you come back and talk about just writing and publishing in general? So I then thought, well, that's obviously my next book. So I wrote How to Write a Book and Get It Published, Hints, Tips, and Techniques. So I discussed that in there. Everybody's motivations and inspirations are different, right?
Yeah.
I'm a as-it-hits-me kind of guy. I've been on Social Security disability since 2004. Like I said, ex-wife, I'm divorced, so I'm in the house myself. Whenever, morning, noon, middle of the night, if an inspiration hits me, that's when I do it. Now, that may not work for somebody else, obviously.
Sure.
Other people may have to set aside a structured time. And even in Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You, there's a bit of art imitating life or life imitating art in there, where I discuss, because Martin is a Detroit newspaper man who is writing a book on terrorism. So we follow him through his journey writing a book. That's what Terror Strikes is about. And the whole lot of sub-themes along the way. And he, just for, you know, sake of argument, is the other kind of person. He has to set aside a dedicated time to lock himself in the den, and you know, mommy and the kids have to know to leave him alone. So yeah. Everybody's situation is different. But why terror strikes coming soon to a city near you relates to your audience more than, you know, it otherwise would. I quote Rush in my book, the YYZ chapter 14. People in your audience will obviously know Toronto's airport, right? It's an instrumental. So I quote Rush's Wish Them Well, because the chapter is about a terrorist organization in Toronto. There's also a chapter on London, Madrid, and Tokyo, but the terrorist cell in Toronto, YYZ covers, this from Wish Them Well seemed perfect to me to fit this book in this chapter. Each chapter opens with a little tease. So I quote, spirits turned bitter by the poison of envy, always angry and dissatisfied, even the lost ones, the frightened and mean ones, even the ones with a devil inside, all that you can do is wish them well, right? Do not become that you're fighting. They hate us. They are envious of us. They don't wish us well, but we should wish them well and hope better for them.
Okay. How do you get people to take you seriously in your line of work?
Well, that's a new question. So I've not.
That's really, my specialty, by the way.
Yeah, that's good. I like good, fresh question contests. We were talking before the show how I appreciate a show like yours where I get to talk music and things like that, not strictly about my book, right? As opposed to welcome to the book show, tell us about your book, the same monotonous questions, same answers I could give in my sleep. So that is always an issue or a struggle for anyone writing a book, right? Because my background really, most of my life career work was in information technology. Well, someone may say, why am I going to buy a book about terrorism from an IT guy, right? Well, you know, it's like the saying when you're looking for a job, it's not always what you know, it's who you know sometimes. And art imitates life in the book. Martin knows an FBI guy. Now, I can't reveal sources and methods here, but that art imitates life. I know people who help me, and, you know, I can put things across, and they say, yeah, that, you know, that I can't confirm or deny that, but you're on the right track kind of thing.
Sure.
So, yeah. Being able to express that so that people understand, yeah, an IT guy can write a book on this subject and it be valid, because the book is historical fiction, or as I call it, faction, part fact, part fiction, because I think in order to set up the fiction parts, if I tell some historical realities, again, Toronto, Madrid, Tokyo, London, New York, of course, 9/11, obviously, right? But the title, coming soon, it can happen anywhere, to a city near you, to make the point, this isn't just a big city problem. You think about the East Palestine train derailment. Now, I'm not suggesting it's terrorism, but what I am saying is my book predicted it. The Tulsa chapter, anyone who's read my book knew something like that was coming, whether it be an accident or it be terrorism, it was bound to happen. There was an Amtrak derailment between St. Louis and Chicago in the middle of nowhere. These things can happen anywhere. I'm grabbing a piece of paper because I'm 60. My memory isn't what it once was, right? So,
I hear you, man.
But there were more than 200 classified mass shootings last year in the United States, all right? Because I don't know where you're listening to this. But 200 plus in the United States last year alone considered classified mass shootings, all right? Iowa nightclub was one of them on April 10th of 2022. Another was an Arkansas car show, a Vegas hookah bar, a Virginia hookah bar. And I mention only those because I could take up an hour mentioning them. They're not all big cities. These things can happen anywhere. And I don't want anyone to be paranoid. I'm not trying to sell fear porn. I just want you to be awake and alert, have a degree of situational awareness that it could happen anytime, any place. Put aside terrorism, crime in general in the book. Crime happens everywhere. Are you mentally prepared for that? That you hope you're never anywhere where crime is committed and you might be staring down the barrel of a gun, but have you given 2 seconds of thought that it could happen? Or are you going to be completely in the moment panicking? So, you know, that's in part one of the many points and sub themes of the book.
Okay. So I got one final question for you. Where can our listeners find out more about you, buy your stuff, stream it, read about it? Any information you want to share with us?
Yeah, well, I have to say, I didn't say it. People can't see us on screen, obviously. My background has the city of Detroit in it, both my current books and my name, Joseph M. Leonard. It looks like Leonard. It's not French. It's Leonard, but without an O. It's actually Polish somehow. I don't know. Leonard Wałuskiewicz or whatever it was at some time. It's now Leonard. Right. And Joseph M., because there is another Joseph. I don't know if he's Leonard or Leonard out of South Carolina. So to make the distinction in our writings in our book. So there is a Joseph M. Leonard.us. That is my author page. You can go there. You've already heard me mention terrorstrikes.info, which is dedicated to the main book right now. But you will find a lot under the More tab at that site. I'm of the philosophy, give people a lot. They don't have to look at it. You don't have to look at something that's there, but you can't find what isn't there, right? So yeah. Under the More tab, you can find a tribute to Ted Leonard Jr. and the Polka Kings. Listen to one of his songs that's on there. You can go to the tab and find the 89X radio play thing and listen to my radio play. So there's a lot on those sites. And if you want to reach out, there's a contact tab on either of them to reach out to me. Because, of course, with How to Write a Book and Get It Published, Hints, Tips, and Techniques, I'm more than happy for after somebody's purchased and read that book to consult if you're stuck somewhere in the writing or publishing or whatever promotion process. I go through all those things in there. And maybe you're not looking to write a book. Think of that book as a tell-all without the name dropping. And what do I mean? Right, a behind the scenes. You're not going to get that anywhere else. What does an author, you said you've written books too, right? What does Sam go through? Creation, thought, writing, publishing, promotion, marketing, all those things. What does an author go through to get a book into your hands so you can appreciate it? That's kind of a behind the scenes book you'll never get anywhere else.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was a blast, Joseph.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Again, I was so happy. Like I said, I was on a detective show the other day because, again, the tie-in with the Adventures of Detective Idol radio play. So I love being able to come on and talk about things other than just the book because, you know, our lives are rarely one thing, right? We're well-rounded people, and I love music, and I love discussing music. I could talk to you all night long about
awesome
music.
Awesome, man. All right. So thank you to everyone out there for listening to the two of us. We both hope your own unique story gets heard all around the globe. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every single Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists, writers, and people share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys. Just
you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.